Message number 32. Why I became man. Friday, December 24, 2010 at 20:15. My beloved daughter, thank you for responding to my call. It is with joy that I communicate with you at this special celebration of my birth. The love that fills my heart by the faith and devotion shown by all my children is very precious. This is the time for my children everywhere to reflect on my life on earth. It is a time for them to consider the implications that my birth represents for all of mankind. It is because of my birth that man will seek salvation. It is through the love of my eternal Father for all his children that he made the ultimate sacrifice. That he had to watch a baby born see him grow as a child through to adulthood shows clearly his love and determination to save all his children. He loves all his children so much that he asked me to live life as a human being, yet knowing that I would be humiliated and ridiculed, he allowed this to happen. My birth is a sign to all that God the Eternal Father loved his children so much that he made a huge sacrifice. By allowing me to come to earth to live amongst you all, he showed his compassion and desire to save you by permitting my death. If he had not sent me, man could not be saved. Yet those who rejected me are still unsure as to the truth of the promises made by God the Eternal Father. There is much confusion still. All that matters now is for mankind to understand the promises and reality of the new heaven and earth which has been designated to all God's children. This is the greatest gift of all and is the gift you were all meant to share with him until Satan destroyed it all by tempting Eve. People today see the teachings in the Old and New Testaments in many ways as old fables. Many still do not understand that the teachings contained in these scriptures were and still are authentic. Because in many instances references are made to events which took place in the spiritual realm, people find it hard to believe that these could have happened. They have come to this conclusion because they are evaluating the contents through logical thinking based on what happens on earth. But they are wrong. My coming on the earth was orchestrated as a last chance to wake up the world so all would realize that God is all-forgiving. My role was to show you through my teachings and death on the cross the pathway to heaven. Remember then at Christmas that my birth was to help you begin to re-evaluate your belief in the heavens to which you are all entitled to be part of. By remembering my life, you can now join with me in my Father's kingdom if you open your hearts and ask me to embrace you once more. Your divine Savior and just Judge, Jesus Christ.